Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The All the Smoke podcast, that's Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson. And, you know, both of those guys are friends of the show. We work with Steven up at FS1. Matt's been up there a few times as well. And obviously, Matt's done a good amount of Fox Sports Radio. He's co-hosted with me and filled in for you at times. Does a great job, both of them. And this podcast is awesome. They get, you know, they get all the players. They got Kobe. You know, they were one of his last interviews, if not his very last interview. Kevin Durant. They've just gotten all types of great guests. And they recently had Chris Paul. Here it is.
We were one of the best teams never to win a championship, man. We had so much talent, bro. You bled Darren Collison, Jamal Crawford, J.J. Redick, Caron Butler, Lamar Odom, Ryan Hollins.
And it's crazy. It's seriously one of those things you don't realize what you have until it's gone. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, I think about it at times, and me and Blake absolutely had our issues here and there and whatnot, but I actually appreciated Blake probably a lot more after I left.
Look, I get what Matt is saying. You heard him run off the names. They had a legitimate big three. DeAndre Jordan, Blake Griffin, and Chris Paul. Chris, one of the best point guards ever. And DeAndre and Blake were all-stars at that time in their careers. Blake certainly a perennial all-star. And then they had a nice host of role players and a championship coach in Doc Rivers. But I can't give – I mean, yeah, if the list – way down the list of great teams that never won a championship, they would eventually be on there. But I can't give them a, you know, a high ranking among the teams to never win a championship. I get where Matt's coming from because they had a lot of talent, but on paper. But, Rob, they never got past the second round.
That, Chris, let's just be honest. That team was never anybody's team to win the championship, even when they had those players. Were they entertainment?
Let me just say this before you go. I picked them to get to the finals. The first year Doc went, and Doc Rivers, I thought, you know, championship coach, he's going to bring it all together. I didn't pick them to win it, but I did pick them to get there, and obviously they didn't even do that.
Yeah, I just – they were never on my radar to win a championship. They were entertaining – I get all that high flying Lob City, Chris. It was great to watch,
right?
But to think that they're on some list, I'm with you. I don't see them on
it's
that
a long
list.
List.
There's way more teams that were much better, and not in any order. I mean, that could just jump out at you. Those Phoenix Suns team with Steve Nash and
Amari Stoudemire. Sean Marion.
I mean,
Joe Johnson.
Look at that squad.
Quentin Richardson. Yeah.
They used to win almost 60 games a year, Chris, and they never got there. They never even got to the conference finals, did they?
I believe they got to the conference finals. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And it's interesting because, you know, if you rattle off names, I mean, certainly talent wise and on paper, the Clippers could match up with them, but I'm with you. I would take that Phoenix team over those Clippers teams.
How about Chris Webber's Sacramento Kings team?
Well, what I was going to say is, and I'll get back to them because both you and I really like that team a lot. I would say a few teams that come to my mind, when you just look on paper at the talent, remember Jerry West, the logo, Wilt Chamberlain, and Elgin Baylor had like three full seasons together when they were healthy and never won it. That's an iconic, I mean, my goodness, all three of those guys are iconic and they never won a championship. So you got to look at them. And then the other team, Rob, that comes to my mind, how about Oklahoma City? We may never see this again, and I don't think we've ever seen it before, where a team had three eventual MVPs, Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook, and they never won a championship. Now, obviously, Harden left early and went to Houston and became this superstar, but Westbrook and Durant were still there. And even that team, Rob, I think that was one of the best teams to never win a championship. Injuries hurt them. One year, Westbrook was hurt, and they went out in the second round of Memphis. Another year, Durant was hurt. They didn't even make the playoffs. Another year, Serge Ibaka was hurt for two games out of the six against San Antonio, and they lost to them in the conference finals. But then when they were healthy, they beat. I remember because I picked them to beat the Spurs the last year that all those guys were together, or at least Durant and Westbrook. People thought I was crazy. I was one of the few guys to pick them nationally to beat the Spurs, and they beat them in six. And then, of course, they get to Golden State, and they're up 3-1, Rob, on the great 73-win Warriors, and they blew it. They blew it. So that's a team that I think is high on that list of all-time greats. But for 1 year, I'm with you. That Sacramento team was a tremendous team. Chris Webber, Peja Stojakovic, Vlade Divac, Mike Bibby. They lost in seven to the Shaq Kobe Lakers, who went on to win the championship. This was 2002. It was their last of that three-peat. But and remember, Rob, in game six, you can talk about that.
Yeah, I'm just going to say the NBA had its way. I don't think they wanted the Sacramento Kings. They wanted the Lakers. So the NBA has always been famous. I always called it WWE now, but I used to call it the WWE NBA because there's always like some things. Even if you remember, Chris, when you were just talking about the Oklahoma City team,
right?
And that finals against LeBron and them. Do you remember LeBron fouled Kevin Durant at the end of the game in game two? they would have gone up 2-0. It didn't happen. They didn't give the call to Durant. They lost that game, and then they lost the next three. I'm just, you know what I mean. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You know, Jordan that's the, push off and Byron Russell.
We've seen Bryant it where Russell. They don't call it. And there was another, and then I think
Reggie
there was
Miller
another
pushed
one.
Off on Greg. You mentioned it last week or earlier this week, right. Greg Anthony, when he's
I was
you know,
sitting right
and
there,
nine
and
seconds.
If you go watch the video, he literally throws, he shoves him down. So I think it was Anthony Mason who made the inbounds. The pass goes straight to Reggie Miller.
Right.
Because Greg Anthony was on the floor, and the referee didn't call anything. So I've
Reggie
seen...
actually shoved Jordan. I don't know if you remember in 98 when the Pacers took the Bulls to 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 4, Reggie hit a 3-pointer on Jordan to win the game. And as he was coming around the screen, he shoved Jordan to get space and caught the pass. That gave him enough space. Jordan recovered to try to contest, but Reggie sank. So that happens a lot in the NBA. But I'm going to give you another team, Rob. And this, if they had stayed healthy, they could have, the course of NBA basketball and even how we talk about it now could have been changed. Remember the Twin Towers in Houston, Ralph Sampson and Hakeem Olajuwon. Check this out. When they lost to the Celtics, remember that great eight Boston team in 1986? Some people think it's the greatest team or certainly one of them ever.
Bill Fitch was the coach, right? I remember that.
I don't know if it was Fitch or I think it was Casey Jones by that time.
Was it?
Fitch was, I believe, the earlier in that. But I'm not 100% sure. But that Houston team led by Olajuwon and Ralph Sampson, they swept the Showtime Lakers in the conference finals. Just demolished them. And then Sampson got hurt and they never, you know, that team was never what it was meant to be because Sampson never was the same. And if they had stayed healthy, though, maybe the Lakers don't win those next two championships in 87 and 88. And maybe Magic's got 3 instead of 5. So think about that. Think about how that could have changed the course of basketball history. We're not saying that about the Clippers.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Interesting story by our former colleague at the old place, Buster Olney. He just brought up how, remember when Jeff Luhnow, the GM for the Houston Astros, and AJ Hinch were suspended and then subsequently fired after the report and the investigation by Major League Baseball about the Rockets cheating scandal? Well, their suspension ended or is scheduled to end after the 2020 playoffs. And the story was saying that even if they don't have a baseball season, that Hinch and Luhnow will, in 2021, they'll be able to, you know, be reinstated and able to manage and be in somebody's front office if they get a job, get jobs for the 2021 season. So, obviously, if they play, they'll be suspended, sit out this season, and then they can come back the following year. But even if they don't play, they can come back the following year. Does that sit right with you?
It doesn't make sense just off the rip if there's no baseball season, because then you would say, well, there was no season. I know there's legal ramifications, Chris, because they're counting this year as service time for the players, whether they play or not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So right there, I'm telling you, there's the legal problem you would have, because then they could go to court and say, well, Mookie Betts was 1 year away from free agency, and now you're granting him free agency. So what are you saying, in effect? That he played last year. So it doesn't make sense, but here's the other kicker, and probably a bigger thing, Chris. I don't believe anybody, any ownership, would hire them next year anyway. I think even if they didn't play, they wouldn't hire them because there would be some backlash. So they might get hired down the road. I don't know.
But I doubt that they would get. Hitch will, you know that.
But I doubt that it would be next year, though. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there would be pushback from fans if Hinch got a job after basically sitting out a season that wasn't. What do you think?
No, I agree with you on that. And I agree with, I think you made an excellent point at the beginning when you said that, managers and whoever, you know, their representation is going to fight it on a legal basis. If you're allowing players to have this as a year of service, then they will definitely fight it if you
and
try to
win
go ahead and
in a court of law.
Right.
Wouldn't
they probably
they
would
win.
And I think you're right. Nobody would hire them. But it doesn't, and so they'd end up sitting out anyway, but I would like to see the suspension extended. If they don't play this season, you've got to sit out a real baseball season.
No,
just
I'm with
one.
You.
And I think, Rob, what this does, this just only extends the feeling among baseball fans that justice has not been served. And I know we've talked about it before. At this point, whenever baseball comes back, you and I are in agreement that we think the Houston Astros won't get nearly the venom and vitriol that they would have gotten had this been normal circumstances. Like, people would be
absolutely
so happy to see baseball, right?
They won't even, that'll be on the back burner. It'll just be a celebration that baseball's back.
Right, and understandably, you got to admit, understandably. But that said, I think the reason people were so upset with the Astros, or one of the reasons, and this is certainly true for me, is that justice wasn't served. We all want to see justice served. And that's why I was always banging the drum for vacate the title, because I think that would be a punishment for the players. You take the rings and everything and all the memory, or, you know, all the official memory, at least, of them winning that championship. So I think this would just, in a lot of people's eyes, Rob, this would just be like a more of the same. Like, man, they got away with it.
They got away with it. The way that things are playing out for the Astros right now, it looks like they're going to get, not that no, they won't get booed at all, but I don't think it'll be as bad as we thought had we started the season March 26th, and we had a regular full season, Chris. So ultimately, their punishment will not be as bad.
What do you think about, I mean, to be honest, the league, because obviously the league doesn't, they don't want all that bad publicity about, you know, a few of their teams cheating and stuff. I think it would make sense for them. I don't know why they haven't done it yet. I know Rob Manfred said they're busy with other stuff, which is true, obviously trying to figure out when they can play.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it'd be smart to release the Red Sox, you know, the punishment now. Because even though nothing's going on, and yeah, people will talk about it for a couple days, you know, like we said with the Astros, it's going to fade away. I'd do it now rather than when they got back. I don't think they'll wait that long anyway.
I think they'll wind up doing it, Chris, during this break. And you're right. It'll be done. You don't want to start the season and then put another cloud over
right.
it. So I agree
right.
with you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something, it's right in our wheelhouse because it is broadcasting. Rex Ryan, the former head coach, now an analyst, was on ESPN earlier this morning, And he talked about Amari Cooper and crossed the line. Here's what he said.
To me, this is the biggest disappearing act in the National Football League. He doesn't show up on the road. He doesn't show up against, when the competition's good, when he's against the top corners, that guy disappears. This is who he is. And Dan, he doesn't love football. Hell with it. He stops his routes. He does all this. I wouldn't have paid this turd. No way in hell.
Well, there it is. I mean, look, the criticism about his game is fine. That's what
I was
going to
say, Chris. He's fine all the way up until then. And you know what? If he could have just given me some numbers too to say in the fourth quarter when he says he disappears, he has in the fourth quarter in the last 4 years only 3 touchdowns and you know what I mean or something to just back that up. I'm good with that. And we both of us have done hours and hours and hours of live television, okay?
Oh,
haven't
gosh.
We?
Yeah, I mean,
we've done thousands
of
hours.
Yeah, if not thousands of hours.
Thousands. Yeah, when you think back, I mean, I started.
Probably
we both
thousands.
Did,
you're probably
We did Cold Pizza in New York back in 2005, 2006, Chris.
Yep.
You know how many years ago that was? So we both know what it's like to be on live television, to have to voice your opinion. But to call a guy a turd, I mean, I've heard a lot, Chris. I never heard that before.
No, you have to keep name calling out of it. And you really don't want to get personal. Now look, we've talked a lot about Antonio Brown this year, right? And we obviously haven't agreed with a lot of the things he's done. But you don't cross the line and call somebody a name like that. You just can't. And in fairness to Rex, he did apologize shortly, like a few hours later, of course, after the firestorm. But you can't do that. You don't want guys getting personal with you. And, Rob, look, we know athletes that we've been critical of. And we have sometimes good relationships with athletes we've been critical of. And the thing we can always tell them is, look, it's not personal. I'm critiquing what you do. If you do something personal in your personal life that impacts your game or the team, and we have to talk about it, that's one thing. But name calling, going at a guy, lying on a guy, even if he's playing well and you're ripping him or whatever because you don't like him, stuff like that you have to stay away from. I'm not going to hold this over Rex Ryan's head forever or anything like that, but it's just got to be let known he definitely crossed the line today. You don't need to be calling these guys' names.
No doubt about it. Now, this is the interesting thing. He apologized and all that. Fine. Okay? ESPN, though, Chris, pushed that quote out on social media. Why? I'm surprised. We both worked there. It's like being called to the principal's office. We always talk about when you work at ESPN, you work for the mouse,
because
it's Disney.
More than most, but
yes. You know what I mean, right? Yeah, I was only in there once. It didn't go well, but I was only in. Can you believe that in my 8 years, I only got called in one time? But anyway, my point, that really is. Hey, and 0 at Fox. How's that? So we'll take
there
that.
There you go.
That's right.
But
I'm just surprised that ESPN, would you put that out on social media?
No, but you know this as well as anybody, Robin. We won't get deep into it. But there are times, and I've had this situation with myself too. There are times when ESPN actually thought something was good. But then the public backlash.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying.
I lived it.
Right. And I've been in that situation too. And now I'll give Mike Greenberg credit. He seemed to all pick it up immediately because right after Rex said the word turd, you heard Greenberg say something like, oh, or okay. Or, now Rex kept going for, 20 more seconds. He didn't cut him off, but he did make some type of comment like he may have thought that was over the line. But yeah, so that's we just wanted to let it be known that we think, Rex crossed the line and he, whether he was sincere or not, he apologized for it. Let's bring in our next guest. As we said, he's a Cowboys beat writer for the Dallas Morning News, a busy man right now, even with the shutdown. Our man, Calvin Watkins. Calvin, what's happening, brother?
What's cracking, guys? What's going on?
We got to settle something first before
Chris
we get into the football.
You were married
to
a star?
To Monique?
The actress? Is you or somebody else? It's you, right?
It's me, yes.
Yes,
that's
what I thought.
That's what I thought.
So what, were you holding her back from being a superstar? Is that what happened?
I must have been holding her back, yes. toward the end of our marriage, she was working at, remember this phone company called MCI?
Yes.
She was like in customer service at MCI. So she was about to quit her job and then start comedy. And then our marriage kind of dissolved maybe 2 or 3 years after that. But
was that part of it that you were like, hey, are you going to become a comedian? What are you talking about?
Oh, no. There were other issues going on with that, but no.
Was she funny? Was she always like a, you know what I mean? Like, could you see it in her though that, was she always a funny person, or so are you not surprised by that she blew up, or are you surprised?
Literally,
man, I never saw this.
I never saw this, but I will say, we were separated and we had lunch, and so I remember we were driving somewhere, and she told me since she had a dream she was going to have her own TV show. I was like, looked at her like, really? Come on.
And, wow.
And then obviously she exploded. I do remember when she won the Golden Globe for Precious, she called me and we were talking and she said, can you believe this? They gave me an award for this thing? And I said, yeah, I've seen you act like that in real life.
Wow.
So it's just like a success story for her. It's just been like, it's incredible. It's a great
amazing
story.
How long that were is. You guys married?
Legally 5 years.
Okay.
So I got married when I was 21.
So like, y'all know each other in high school or college?
No,
I was going to say. That's young, yeah.
Yeah, I was working at a radio station in Baltimore. And
yeah, because I was going to say, she's not from New York. That's what I was trying to figure out.
No, she's from Baltimore. And I was going to school and working at this radio station in Baltimore. And that's when we met. She was in sales, and I was, like, doing sports on the air.
Wow,
like,
that's unbelievable.
I was doing sports updates. Yeah, she was in sales, and that's how we met.
My last question about this, and then we'll get into the football quickly. Be honest. If you've seen her on television and movies, and as you mentioned the awards, was there ever a time where you're like, man, we should have stayed together?
No, not really. I've never felt that way. Maybe because I've known her since for a long time, so I never looked at it that way. I was happy with, I think we were both happy with our decisions. We have a son together.
Right.
So I remember I had to do a story. Terrell Owens had a birthday party when he was playing for the Cowboys. And the birthday party was in Los Angeles. This was during the season. And they had a game in New York. And I told the office, hey, I want to cover this birthday party. I think I could stay. You don't have to worry about the hotel. And I stayed at Monique's house. And the cut cost, because the flight was like at the last minute.
Right.
So I remember spending the night at her house in L.A., you know, so we've always been friends, you know. I mean, sometimes those things can be a little dicey, but we've always been friends, yeah.
Well, that's good, man.
That's
we're
awesome.
Joined by Calvin Watkins, the Dallas Cowboys beat writer for the Dallas Morning News. All right, let's get into the news.
Now I know how my ex-wife feels now.
Right.
All right. Let's go.
And you are. Rob is on that path. I don't know if you know Calvin. He's on his path to becoming a superstar comedian.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right.
Calvin, let me know. So,
Rex Ryan shook Dallas today, didn't he?
Oh yeah, he was totally out of line. Totally out of line. Amari Cooper, I've only known him for like a year and a half. And he's one of the nicest guys, you know, you will meet. Each of you have covered beats. And, you know, Rob baseball, you basketball, Chris. And let me tell you something. Amari will talk to you whether he's hurt, whether he's healthy, whether he's struggling, whether he's having a good game. He's always the same. Answer all the tough questions. He's just a good dude. And now, if you want to say he disappeared in the Jets game, that's fine. If you want to say that the Lions and the Patriots took him out, that's fine. If you want to question his toughness, okay, fine. I can live with that. That's all legitimate. But to call him a turd is just it's like a personal attack.
Right.
And
do they have history? What is this about? Because it was so personal. It was like, he doesn't like football. I wouldn't have paid that dude. There was something there. I couldn't figure it out.
I really don't know. Now, his brother Rob was a defensive coordinator for the Cowboys for about a year or two. But I don't know what's going on. Maybe Rex's agent was trying to represent Amari. I have no idea. You know how those things go sometimes.
Or maybe Rob might have told him some stuff that was coming out. You know what I mean? Like from coaches. I mean, because it just seemed like he was so confident in it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!